Good morning. Welcome to our study of God's eternal truths. The Seeds of Truth is brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ, a congregation of God's people who are greatly interested in the salvation of the soul of each listener. It is our aim and desire to speak where the Bible speaks and remain silent when the Bible is silent. By this I mean if God's Word commands it, then we are obliged to obey. But if God's Word says nothing about it, then we have no right to insert our own human reasoning into the equation. Once again, I extend to each listener an invitation to come and visit with us at any or all of our worship services. We meet each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Bible study, at 11 a.m. for our morning worship, and at 6 p.m. for our evening worship. We meet also on Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. for Bible study and worship. Why not come and visit with us? You'll be our honored guest. You'll hear humble worship from honest hearts. You'll not hear moanings and ravings, people losing their breath and losing control of themselves. Why not visit and find out for yourself? The building is located at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. We're on Route 10, about 5 miles east of I-95 and 1.5 miles west of Hopewell. Now to our study for the morning. Your speaker is Robert Swain. I turn to Colossians chapter 3 and begin with verse 22. Servants, obey in all things them that are your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatsoever ye do, work heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that from the Lord ye shall receive the recompense of the inheritance. Ye serve the Lord Christ. For he that doeth wrong shall receive again for the wrong that he hath done. And there is no respect of persons. Reading through verse 25. From this text we learn that servants who obeyed their masters in singleness of heart, fearing God, were told that they would receive the reward of an inheritance, because in doing so they were serving Christ. Here the apostle teaches that when we work for someone, we must realize that the Lord is also watching us, and we must not only work to please our employer, but work to please the Lord also. In other words, God is watching us in all that we do. So do not be a sluggard when you agree to work for someone or some company. The apostle also states that one who does wrong shall receive for the wrong that is done. In other words, when one does wrong, he or she shall suffer the consequences of the wrong deed. We might put something over on our employer, but we cannot put something over on the Lord. He's watching. He knows all that we do. The word wrong is used in this passage in Colossians 3:25 means to act unjustly or wickedly, to sin, according to Thayer's lexicon. So to do wrong is to commit sin before the Lord. How do we determine what's wrong? Well, the answer, by comparing it with the Word of God. Paul tells us every scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, completely furnished unto every good work, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. So today we're under the law of Jesus Christ. When a person transgresses the law of Christ, he or she sins, because sin is a transgression of the law, according to 1 John 3 and 4. It can clearly be seen that when a person does wrong, he or she is guilty of sin. Doing wrong is a very serious matter because Paul tells us that the wages of sin is death, Romans 6 and 23. It's also wrong to do wrong. It makes